For a long time in my career, I thought I was a really lousy collaborator. And I was, because, you know, I would sit around a table with a bunch of other lyricists, and they were having so much fun. And I was kind of a drag. I was stressed out by the process. I didn't write as fast as everybody else. And as I've gotten older, I realized that I do have sort of an unattractive sense of territorialism when it comes to words. But I'm a really good collaborator when I'm partnering with people who have really different skill sets. So in the past, you know, 10 and 15 years, I've collaborated with the Minnesota Orchestra, and I've collaborated with a dentist to make like a retainer that would light up inside my mouth while I sang. And so for me, I've reframed the idea of what it means to work with people. It's less like gathering like minds and similar talents with a shared vision. And instead, it's a gathering of people with different interests and really varied skill sets to see what kind of new thing we can build together that it might have occurred to none of us to build alone. Emo, right? but I dig it.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.